The Valley has recovered more than half of the jobs lost in spring.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
In March and April of this year, the Valley lost 55,000 jobs, pushing the number of unemployed to 74,000. More than half of all these jobs have been recovered as of September. However, job recovery is moving at a slow pace. Those working in offices fared much better compared to non-office workers. And while all sectors showed losses, the burden of unemployment was not distributed evenly. The leisure and hospitality sector was decimated, losing more than half of all its jobs. Unfortunately, less than one out of every two jobs lost in this sector have come back as of the end of September. And while that was expected due to the nature of the sector, it does not reduce the impact of all these jobs lost on the economy and even more tragically on the individuals, some of whom have permanently lost their jobs. Some other sectors like retail, manufacturing, and even transportation, warehousing, which led sectoral growth since the Great Recession, lost between 10-16% of their jobs in April. Warehousing and retail are almost where they were back in February. However, manufacturing is still 5% below its February level. The number of initial unemployment claims filed is inversely related with job growth. And this is not only a leading indicator, it is also published several weeks before the employment data. The number of weekly initial unemployment claims filed in Lehigh and Northampton counties dropped significantly from more than 10,000 claims a week in April to around 700 by mid-October, still twice last October's level. However, since then, the numbers have risen. And as of mid-November, we have well exceeded 900 claims per week, an increase of 11%. Which implies much slower employment growth. The last time US was hit with a pandemic for which there were no known cures or vaccines was in spring of 1918. The infection rate spiked up in fall and became even worse in the winter of 1919. Widespread vaccination will not occur before next spring or summer. So we are looking at a high probability of a higher infection rate for the next few months. When infection rates rise too high, with or without shutdown orders, very few people would choose to go to restaurants or movie theaters or spend time shopping unless necessary. If that happens, we will need a stimulus package that includes significant help for small businesses, even more than in April. And yes, of course we will then have to face a devastating deficit, which will be a million times easier than trying to recover from an even worse recession. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.